Will Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce announce their breakup on September 28th? This is huge breaking news because apparently there was leaked documentation on somebody's desk. Someone took a photo and said, this is just on, what, I'm making up a name here, Monica's desk right now. They posted it online and everybody went insane.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we need our official attorney to break it down for us because they've both, well, at least Travis Kelce is lawyered up. We don't know about Taylor Swift yet, but I'm assuming it's only a matter of time. Mm. But Travis Kelce is lawyered up, and so we need our official attorney to break this down for us. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, so they're saying that these are forged documents, that these are not the actual, you know, real documents from their PR company or from his PR company. But, you know, who knows? I mean, we'll see. But it's either a leak of an actual document, which I doubt, mm-hmm. or it's a forgery, you know, which I think it probably is. But in order for it to be talking about, you know, going after these people, I mean, I assume they mean they're going to go after them with civil claims because, you know, it would be up to actually federal authorities to go after them for criminal. And I don't think if anything, it was probably a joke. I read this morning that it was likely AI generated.
Oh.
And, you know, they can tell, people can tell when something is AI generated, mm-hmm. who are in the know. Apparently teachers, FYI, kids, you know,
yes.
apparently teachers
we
can tell.
We get emails from time to time and we're like,
100%.
That's AI.
Yeah, we know the person who wrote it.
Because no one here writes that well. No one writes that well.
Nobody. We can spot
it. Words that no one says, mm-hmm. you know.
Over and over and over.
Right, in phrases.
Yeah.
So Lisa, can I ask you, so when you're saying that the document is forged, because in the document it looks like it's coming from, you know, their PR company, and in there it kind of details like what their official statement will be after they break up, and they'll just say that they've both moved on. So you're saying that the entire document is fake, or it is forged, like somebody, it's a real document, but like the things in the document are fake?
It sounds like, from what I've been able to read about it, it sounds like the parties are saying that it's a total fake. Like that there's, this is, because, you know, I mean, and it does happen that PR firms do set up fake relationships mm-hmm. for celebrities. And, you know, when they usually do it, it's when one of the celebrities is, you know, under some kind of scrutiny, like a scandal, or having a, like, they just released a movie and it bombed, and they're trying to get positive attention to them for something else. Usually it's things like that. And really, you know, neither of them had anything like, any reason like that going on to do something like this. And it just, you know, it just seems like somebody is trying to hear, you know, just kind of, it might even be a joke. You know, I mean, some people do this as, you know, as a joke.
I will say this, if this is a true document and they signed it for, they definitely still are doing it because she's been at his house overnight and everything else. So maybe if they just thought it was going to be a PR thing, but they are, they definitely, I'm sure, did the sexy
time. I wonder if there's a movie, if there's not, that'd be a great movie. It could be on Hallmark or whatever, where it's two struggling actors or actors, and they're like, all right, we're going to put you guys together. There has to be a movie about that.
Maybe.
And for a PR stunt, and then they actually fall in love.
Of course. And then they're like on a horse farm out in the middle of nowhere raising Christmas trees.
Right.
But can you have
that'd be amazing, though.
Can you have a PR firm that does that, and by law, nobody's supposed to be able to speak on it, and you, if you're an attorney and you got these documents together, that you can't leak them out because it's like an NDA thing and you can be sued?
Yeah, there are certainly civil claims for revealing, it's sort of like a trade secret, you know, revealing private corporate information. So if somebody in-house reveals something that, you know, they have a duty to protect, then there can be all kinds of sort of civil corporate malfeasance claims. But if you actually, if you forge a document with the intent to deceive someone for gain, like for financial gain, that's a federal crime. It's actually a pretty serious federal crime. So if there was some, but here there's no, you know, there's no gain. It's just somebody's doing this for fun or whatever, if they're forging it, you know, or just to create controversy and watch it blow up.
Yeah.
What if this happened? What if the NFL, going to the season, they heard they're going to break up, and they said, hey, we will pay you Never mind. They wouldn't be forging it. They'd just make a deal with them. Because apparently she brought $450 million in value to the NFL. They're like, we can't. And Katie has this morning. There's a new hype video that the NFL released for the season starting.
Yeah.
For the NFL. It's 30 seconds, and Taylor Swift is featured five times in it.
Five.
I saw a thing about it this morning. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I don't think it's obviously not a publicity stunt that's going to end this month, because they wouldn't be doing things like that, like having her promote the NFL.
Right.
But, you know, it'll be interesting to see. They really want to find the source of it, and it'll be interesting to see if they can uncover that, because from what I understand, it's almost impossible to figure out, especially if somebody used AI to generate a fake copycat document. It's almost, and then released it, because they just released like screenshots of it too, you know, like a photo of a paper to make it look more real. So there's no digital footprint of the document itself. They just took photographs of a printed piece of paper.
Mm-hmm. I got
you. How it was initially released.
And if somebody did it as a joke, they might see with attorneys involved, like, okay, I'm going to stop now or whatever.
I could see myself just doing that as a joke.
Yeah, as a joke.
And it just went viral. But I will tell you this, if they aren't together, and this is a sham, I'm not going to believe a single thing ever again.
That's a long commitment.
Yeah. The way the parents, there's no way.
They've been covering up the moon landing for over 50 years. let's be real about it.
I don't think that it's a sham. I do think that they...
I don't think so either.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I mean, they might... It might last longer than it should because it's so exciting, but it seems like it's real. All right, Lisa.
No, I think it's real.
You're awesome. Are you pro Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce?
You know, I do like, I mean, I'm not like a Swiftie or anything, but I mean, I like, my kids listen to the music, you know, back when it was new and stuff. And I think the two of them together, I think they're cute. I think it's a neat little thing they've got going. I don't think it's fake. And, you know, I think, I'm a huge, I am a fan of Taylor Swift for her business. I mean, her business mojo is spot on. I mean, she is a very ultimate professional, like really treats her staff, you know, well, and but keeps everybody, you know, under, you know, very strict, like NDAs.
She sends us boxes of merchandise out of the blue just to give away for free.
Yeah,
boxes. She does it right. They do it right.
Children, and she's very good at what she does.
Smart lady. Yeah.
All right, Lisa, we appreciate you. If you're ever injured on the job, contact her right away at hireaheavyweight.com, a top 100 attorney in the entire country.